A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's Paul Gallant.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
The most interactive sports radio show in Houston.
Paul, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the devastation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Paul Gallant.
You are definitely living in the hindsight world today, Paul.
Two out, one run game, and the 3-2 is on the outside corner. It's strike three called. Ball game over, and the Astros defeat the Twins 3-2. Houston advances to the American League Championship Series with a date with the Texas Rangers.
A date with two Hall of Fame managers.
Let me do it one more time.
Sorry to go all DMX on your ass this morning, but it is a wonderful day to be a Houston Astros fan because they officially made the playoffs. They don't start until the ALCS here, baby. Woo! That was a nail-biter of a game. They took down the Minnesota Twins, though, 3-2, despite Jose Urquidy. Not a lot of work this year. Not a lot of postseason work recently. Last year, he only pitched that one game against Seattle. He goes out. He shoves. Filthy stuff. Jose Abreu, AL Central King, dominates the Minnesota Twins again. Michael Brantley gave you a home run. And the Astros bullpen came in and gave you a vintage last year in the playoffs kind of performance. Ryan Presley did make it a little. Ryan Stresley, but Neris, Abreu, Presley. 14 strikeouts in all for the Houston Astros. It is a wonderful day. And if you want to celebrate with me, phone lines are open from the get-go. 713-780-3776 to call, to text. You can join on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN97.5. I watched the game last night at Wakefield Crowbar. Shout out to everybody who came out. It was a lively, rowdy atmosphere. People lost their bleep when the Astros ultimately won the game. We even had sarcastic, "We want Houston" chants not too long afterwards. And shout out to our friends at Wakefield Crowbar for hosting us. Hung out with a couple of people. He was calling himself La Grasa. He was giving me a lot of crap for maintaining my sober October streak. I was very tempted over the course of this game. Also, Will, a couple other guys. It was great to hang out. Sean, I missed seeing you there. I mean, I was the only man of the people on ESPN 97.5. I stuck there for the entirety of that game. But it was a lively atmosphere. It's fun to watch games at a bar. What was your game-watching experience like?
Like all the other Astros playoff, like 95% of the Astros playoff game, just in my room.
In your
watching
room?
Watching them on TV.
That's kind of depressing. We got to have a social event. No?
I don't have to, no. I'm okay just watching.
No, it doesn't really matter until the World Series, in my mind.
Which is actually true.
Yeah.
But hey, you're allowed to be happy today. You are. I saw actually some pushback, not from many people, no one locally, on this, but the best moment last night was honestly not that nail-biter of a game, which was stressful at times. The Twins are a good team. I felt like they did give it an honest effort in this series. It was when Justin Verlander was passed the speech baton by Dusty Baker in the Astros clubhouse. A wonderful moment as Justin Verlander assaulted the FCC. I guess since this was on cable, it was okay. You're allowed to show the cussies when it's 10 p.m. or later. I don't know if it was quite 10 p.m., but anyway, Justin Verlander, take it away, baby.
Who's going to do the celebration? Who want to do the celebration?
Me.
Yeah. No. I'm doing the World Series. You do this.
Yeah.
Boys, this is one of those seasons, you know, nothing went our way early. We battled through injuries.
Yeah.
We grinded. I wasn't even here. I'm happy to be back.
Yeah.
Seventh time. All right? Don't take that for granted. On seven. Every pop these motherfuckers. One, two, three.
Oh my God, I can't get enough of that. That was great. Nice little improv speech. Shout out to Fox Sports just letting it roll as well.
I think once he got like the first S-bomb and the first F-bomb, they're like, I mean, we just had to ride this out for however long he goes.
Yeah. Rupert Murdoch, king of media. What is happening? What is going on? Why are all these cuss words being uttered over the air? I'll tell you what's going on. Rupert Murdoch don't give a bleep, except for when he fired me. Hey, the Astros, they advanced to the ALCS. If you want to talk about the Rangers too, we can touch on that. I do want to stay today in the moment thinking about where this team is. And the three biggest stars of last night's game. Number one, Jose Urquidy. You are lying if you thought he was going to do that. I expected 3 to 4 innings. I was hoping for less than 2 runs. I figured if they gave less than 2 runs from there, it would be a little tricky. Who do you put in next? Do you put in JP France? And Urquidy, who has so much experience pitching for this team, specifically in big moments, maybe not so much the last couple of years, came in, and that was a hell of a performance. It was stressful early, right, Sean? I mean, there's the double. And then Jeremy Pena makes one of the best defensive plays I think I've ever seen a shortstop make. Dives to his left, tags the runner out somehow.
By the way, Jeremy Pena, it feels like in those 4 games, had like 2 or 3 plays like that every game. Where it was like 2 or 3 plays where you're like, that is one of the best fielders at that position.
Gold Glover, right.
But he did that. Again, several times every I don't think he made a routine play. They're all like ones where the Twins batters are slamming their helmets back in the dugout.
Yes,
shout to Carlos Correa.
Right. I mean, shoot, a little bit later, Correa hit that line drive
straight. Like I think they said it was the hardest hit ball of the game,
108 miles per hour,
straight at Pena,
and he catches it, and then you see him stick his tongue out. Fox Sports showed that. Was that for the kids too? I hope not.
No. So after the game, he said, you know, my celebration was for the kids at the children's hospital.
Right.
That celebration was for the moms of the kids at the children's hospital.
Jeremy Pena, give me more children for the children's hospital.
That was
maybe
for the nurses.
So Pena makes that play happen, but then Royce effing Lewis. God, that guy's good. Home run. And when he hit that home run off Urquidy, I was like, oh God, this is gonna go not so well. And thank goodness Michael Brantley hit the home run the next inning. I do wonder where they would have been confidence-wise. I mean, obviously, they've been through a lot, so it probably wouldn't have fazed them that much. But I think everyone at Wakefield Crowbar was pretty damn quiet after that because we were all like, damn, how long is Urquidy going to last? And then from that home run to the home run that he allowed in the fifth inning, I could not be more impressed by Urquidy. And it wasn't just that he was retiring everybody. And the Twins do strike out a lot. He had 6 strikeouts on the game. It's the stuff he was throwing looked pretty. And maybe it's a lack of familiarity with Urquidy because we haven't seen him a whole lot this year. But the stuff he was throwing was dancing. It was moving all over the place. Martin Maldonado, our guy, maybe not the best at the plate. Maybe not the best running out base, running out infield ground outs. Maldonado called a great game. So Urquidy's the number one star. Jose Abreu, I'm going to say it right now. I know Not Santa, who listens to ESPN 97.5 religiously, has been demanding an apology. I apologize to Jeff Bagwell.
I also apologize to Jeff Bagwell.
And I'm very happy to apologize to Jeff Bagwell. Sean, are you happy to apologize?
I'm ecstatic, worth every penny. Not Santa, please stop tagging me in the tweets.
I know. We've actually kind of apologized a couple of times.
Yeah.
So stop.
He also gave Montero a bag.
Yeah, the Montero one.
Not today. Not today. When they make the playoffs.
Not today. No negativity.
Montero didn't even pitch yesterday.
Positive vibes, because today is the best day of our life. We don't have to worry about anything until Sunday, which is great. Honestly, I'm pretty worn out. It's been a stressful last couple of days with all this baseball. I love playoff baseball, I love playoff baseball so much more than regular season baseball. But good God, it makes me tired. I forget to eat. I don't sleep right. I woke up this morning at the crack of dawn so I could go do TV. I did my live stream last night, and I'm whining. No negativity. It's a great day.
Yeah.
Wonderful day. Jose Abreu, back to him. Holy crap, man. I mean, you could kind of sense Twins fans have a totally different perspective of Abreu because of all his time with the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah.
Because they were booing him, and there was like murmured quiet with him out there from Twins fans who were supposedly so loud and so into the game. But whenever Abreu came up, it was like murmured boos because they know that this guy kicks their ass even if he's been on the White Sox for the longest time. And he's hit like 3 home runs to the hardest parts of the ballpark to hit him. That home run that he hit, and the Fox Sports broadcast like didn't know that it was going out of the park. What are you doing? But he hit that to dead effing center. What, 450 home run foot average on all of his home runs in the last 2 games?
Yeah, I mean, maybe we need to talk to a Twins fan or a Minnesotan. But basically, like you said, like the amount of respect that Jose Abreu got from that crowd makes me think that he's their Albert Pujols. Like, he is their Albert Pujols.
Great call.
Here comes the boogeyman. Oh, my God, he's about to ruin our season.
Yeah, and he did. And, yeah, there's another home run. Who's this? What's this guy's name? Julien?
Yeah, Julien.
Julien looks like Baker Mayfield, Edouard. And he went way too crazy with the eyebrow manicuring.
That's the Julien part. I think that's the French part.
Listen, I'm French. I'm French Canadian. I have mammoths, and I take care of these things too upstairs, yeah. Right? It would be one if I didn't pluck it in the middle. But he's gone crazy with it. Okay, like that's. I've told Anthony Davis he needs to pluck the unibrow. This Julien character, whatever the F his
just
first name
scale
is.
Scale it back a little.
I refuse to say his first name.
Edouard.
Yeah, he looks like Metro Baker Mayfield, which is nothing wrong with. There's nothing wrong with that. But so that guy hits the home run, and after that, you're wondering how much longer Urquidy's going to go in there. Dusty Baker, for the people who second guess him, I think Dusty showed some balls leaving him in as long as he did. Like, it would have made sense to potentially pull him before the 6th inning. Instead, he lets him pitch a little bit. Hell, he let him pitch after the home run. He got a couple of outs. And then into the game comes Hector Neris, who definitely got a little help from our boy Blue. Make-up call for the 4 outs that Christian Javier had to get in Game 3, probably.
And that, folks, is why we back the Blue.
We back the Blue.
Moments like that.
Right, Sean. We don't get mad at umpires because we understand it's a tough job. And sometimes I had no idea what happened. Because at Wakefield Crowbar, we couldn't hear what was going on in the broadcast. Mm. All of a sudden, everyone's walking towards the dugout. And we're like, what the hell just happened? None of us knew what happened. I thought that either one... I thought Maldonado threw him out at second base because the inning just ended and we didn't hear any context. And I was like, wait, he was clearly safe.
You could see him when he turned around. I think it was Lewis that went for the steal. You could see when he turned around and saw that like Peña was walking away. Everyone was walking away. He turned around the ump like already pissed off because he thought he called him out because, yeah, he was safe by a mile. And also the pitch was a ball.
Yeah, it was such a ball.
Probably an extra
close.
Baseball. You could probably fit an extra baseball between where the pitch was caught and
right.
The strike zone.
It wasn't close at all. It was a terrible, hey, whatever. I'll take it. Neris gets out of it. Abreu, jeez, man, he looked good. And then at the end, Ryan Presley, okay, when he fell off the mound, I was like, oh, God.
I thought he broke his leg. I thought he tore
I did too.
Every time they showed it, it looked worse and worse.
It was a, why do we always forget his name? The guy who had to get, like, stretchered off the field for the Astros.
Jake Odorizzi. I thought you were going to say Kevin Ware.
No. He didn't break his leg, no. But, yeah, 3 balls with every single batter.
Yeah, loves full counts.
And, I mean, after he fell, he, like, was throwing the ball in the dirt 5 to 10 feet in front. Jesus. I have a friend. He used to play baseball, so I think he knows a little bit more than me. After Abreu's eighth, he's like, leave Abreu in. Just leave him in for the rest of the game. And as Presley is throwing all of these balls that are nowhere near the catcher, like, there were a couple that went just right by Maldonado, too.
He's throwing them at fans. He's rolling them.
Presley really made it a little bit too fun, you know?
Like, it is the most stressful. I think he struck out the side, right? Maybe it was two strikeouts, but it was the most stressful two strikeouts you could possibly
have. It was really
stressful,
but they got it done. And I'm so happy today. Sean's happy. You're happy, too. You want to jump in. 713-780-3776 is how you call in. It's also how you text in. Let's power rank the surprise performances of this ALDS next. It's the Paul Gallant Show, the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Pitter patter.
Well, pitter patter, let's get at her.
Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Paul Gallant. Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
Lewis at first. Two out, two balls, two strikes. Lewis runs. The pitch is inside. The throw down to second is not in time. And a stolen base for Lewis. No, it was called strike three. Up. Very tardy call there at the plate. Wow. And the inning is over.
Yeah, how about Martin Maldonado getting up and stealing that pitch? And it distracts a little bit of the umpire, and he gets the call as Jose Urquidy's pumped up.
Yeah, how about Martin Maldonado there? Huh. Who'd have thought? Paul Gallant Show, right again, about Dusty Baker and about Martin Maldonado. Bulldogs 970 on our Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975, is going pretty hard in the paint on Dusty Baker. And as I said yesterday, Dusty Baker criticism, sometimes I understand it, but I really enjoy it when perhaps in the minds of people who actually know baseball better than me, sometimes the criticism that seems warranted, when it ends up being wrong, I just get a kick out of it. Because for whatever reason, the people that are questioning his decisions, like, they can't just say, you know what? I'm happy I'm wrong. Like, it's like they want to be right. That's what I have a difficult time with. HRW_S1W said, only Paul and myself believed in Dusty and Maldy. It's true. It's true. But you can believe with us, right? Not a lot of people believed in Christianity at first, you know. Then what happened? It only took a couple of centuries of getting eaten by lions in Roman gladiator arenas. But hey, couple hundo years later, boom! The ultimate power in Europe, the ultimate power in the world, still standing today. You know, some shady stuff going on behind the scenes, but that's, you know, that happens. That's how dynasties stay intact. Houston Astros. Yeah.
Paul, Dell wants to know, does this metaphor means that at one point we get to crucify you?
Listen, if it guarantees the title, I'm not opposed to it.
Okay.
I'm not opposed.
Ultimate team player.
I hate my life. So, like, you know, sometimes if there's a way to go out, you know, like as part of a radio bit, hell yeah, dude. I don't actually hate my life. I love my job.
Also, I feel like the Crucify Paul radio bit wouldn't go well. I feel like we'd get some angry emails.
Well, listen, that was a Roman thing.
Also, I guess if we do it right, you won't see the emails until 3 days later anyway.
That would be so cool. Imagine if I resurrected and came back on the radio. Honestly, we should try it. I think a lot of people that don't would be mad. Why? Why?
I don't want to.
Let's test God. All right, let's stop.
Wow, the Astros.
The Astros have me feeling invincible.
Yeah, wow, we feel so great. Seven straight. That's what it feels like. Feels like I can test God.
I'm going to walk across Westheimer without a stoplight. I can't be stopped. I'm an Astros fan. Hell yeah. Don't do that. Don't do any of the things I just said. Anyway, you know, we talked about people who believed in Martin Maldonado. You know who else believed in Martin Maldonado? Oh, who's that? It's former Astro, now Minnesota Twin, Carlos Correa.
What is there to be taken away from
two teams?
The offensive showings in these last two games.
Oh, okay, yeah. You know, it's I don't want to give credit to Maldonado because, you know, he'll bring it up at some point when I talk to him in the offseason. But, you know, he knows what he's doing behind the plate, and he knows, you know, every hitter's weaknesses, and he's going to try to exploit. And he pitches against the expected slug, and he does all that, and we knew it. And, you know, still it was hard to make the adjustments the way he was pitching backwards. Hitters counts, he would go off-speed, and then counts where you throw off-speed regularly, he would go fastballs up. And, you know, they did a good job of making some matching. And, you know, we just got to get better, and we got to have a better plan. And there's a lot of things that could have gone better for us, and they didn't. That's why we're here right now talking about this loss. But, yeah, I wanted to serve as fuel for the guys for next year because we're going to be in this
spot. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Carlos, we get it. The Twins are dead, so stop. Let's focus on the most important parts of that quote as summarized by Sean Mapes.
The question was, what are the differences between the two offenses? And Carlos Correa's answer was Martin Maldonado.
See, I just love how mad this makes the people who are sick of Maldonado and Dusty. It just makes me laugh. It brings a massive smile to my face because I'm just sitting back and enjoying this baby. But it's really funny to see the people that get so mad about those two every single day have to acknowledge that Carlos Correa said the difference between the Astros and Twins offense is Martin Maldonado.
Not the difference between the teams. The offenses is Martin Maldonado. I love it anytime, you know, we heard it yesterday, I think. Yeah, yesterday with Derek Jeter. We've heard Big Poppy and Alex Rodriguez constantly give Dusty his flowers. For whatever reason, when it comes from, like, the greats, believe it or not, it means so much more than when it comes from, like, you know, people just trying to joke around like you and I.
Yeah.
It means more when on Fox, Derek Jeter is like, I love what Dusty Baker just did.
David Ortiz, same thing. Like, the three Hall of Fame guys on that broadcast are all huge Dusty Baker fans. And I'm not acting like they're paying attention to the Astros every single day. It's very hard for any baseball analyst to do that. It's one of the tricky things about the national coverage of the sport. You can't truly cover every single team. It's hard. There's too many games. There's too much to go through. That's why with football, it's a little bit easier. There are fewer games, etc. But a lot of people endorse what this team does, and a lot of them are in baseball. And I get it. We all think we know a lot better than we do because we all have the internet and we have access to all these stats and information. And perhaps we do have some insight that should be tested in the future. But Maldi did a good job. So as far as unsung heroes, I'm just going to power rank them really quickly before we move on to our next segment because I want Texas. Here are my power rankings in reverse order of unsung heroes, surprise performances in the ALDS. 5, the umpire. Not only did he make game 3 a little bit more difficult with that 4-out sequence on the foul tip that Christian Javier had to get another strikeout on, but you also had what happened with Hector Neris last night. 4, Martin Maldonado. Listen, I'm just a journalist reporting the facts. I'm claiming journalism here. That's always fun. I'm just repeating what people who know the game are telling me, you know? Number 3, we know Jeremy Pena is a gold glover, but holy crap, his defense in this series. Seriously, I am blown away by some of the plays that he made because they were so spectacular. And Carlos Correa, in his own right, is a great shortstop.
He's got a cannon for an arm. That's the one thing he has on Pena. But Pena's double play in the first inning last night, man, what a play that was. Number two, Jose Urquidy. And number one, Jose Abreu. I'm so happy for Abreu. I'm really happy, too, that a baseball player who is willing to go unbuttoned, especially when it's a little chilly outside, a guy who's willing to make baseball jerseys look like Hawaiian shirts, I'm glad that he is succeeding. What?
No, I respect it. I respect his willingness.
It's a look.
Yeah, to face the elements. I said the weather was nippy.
A little nippy.
Yeah.
It's pretty hot.
I would throw Christian Javier into here. I don't know where he lands, but he had, as far as unsung, it's more leaning on the unsung part.
But I you know what, Sean? I don't think Javier's unsung in this one because we know Javier can do this in the postseason. And honestly, we know Urquidy can do this,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, maybe just lump them together as, like, the both these, like, guys that struggled in the regular season. I mean, you said that most of Urquidy's best moments are in the playoffs. It feels like every good moment for Urquidy's in the playoffs. I would maybe lump them together as, like, guys that struggled that came just starting pitchers specifically that struggled and came through.
The thing about this team and this entire run of seven straight American League Championship Series appearances, two World Series, four World Series appearances to this point, it's the amount of different players who have all stepped up in big moments. There's a reason I'm not really into golf, tennis, the individual sports. Team sports to me are the best kind. And baseball is a little bit different than football and basketball, where it is a little bit of an individual basis, you know, like it's a pitcher versus a batter. It's individual fielders out there. And obviously you have to work in concert with one another. But throughout this run, guys just step up that you don't expect to step up. I think that is the hallmark of a great team. I'm a little uncomfortable saying the dynasty word, even though I do think it's a dynasty, because I think you got to have a third title. But this has been an incredible run. And I would say that even to, you know, maybe an Atlanta Brave fan that would call in and say, like, well, the Braves made it to 8th Street NLCS. And nothing against the Braves. That was an incredible run, but they only won one World Series along the way. I do think you got to get that third one because, like, Dynasty, it's rarefied air. But, man, I mean, this is how a Dynasty is made. It's not just the big names that step up. It's the many, many other guys along the way who contribute. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776 to call in and to text in. You can also join on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. Let me tell you about my friends at mybookie.ag. Promo code BET975. You get $200 deposit bonus instantly. And you get to bet on it with it right away. And, you know, a lot of these other websites, a lot of these other gambling sites, they're going to force you to, like, wait a little bit. You got to jump through some loopholes to actually use that. No, deposit money, mybookie.ag, promo code BET975, 200, right there for you to play with. What are you going to bet on? You going to play with the Thursday night football? You going to play with the little whatever college football game is going on today? Maybe you're looking at tonight's Braves-Phillies game with Spencer Strider in Philadelphia on the mound against Ranger Suarez. This is the same Spencer Strider who said that he hates pitching in front of crowds. That's that guy. He wants it to go back to pandemic era baseball. The Phillies are 1.5 run dogs with Ranger Suarez on the hill. Phillies are winning this game. Spencer Strider is not going to be able to handle Philadelphia. Philly likes the smell of its own farts a little bit too much when it comes to, oh, it's such a great home field advantage. But I'm giving you free money here, not just with the promo code BET975 at mybookie.ag, promo code promo code BET975. Not just that, I'm giving you free money on this game. Spencer Strider's going to pee his pants, okay? You heard it here first, mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. Get that money!
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, home of Odin Finch.
Odin Finch.
I'm Odin Finch.
Welcome back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's your host, former Shorecrest Preparatory All-District Safety, Paul Gallant.
0-2 to Julian. Check swing. He went around, according to Brian Knight. And that'll retire the side. Abreu gets it done again with a pair of K's in the eighth.
Yeah! So the Twins struck out more than any team in baseball this year. They hit a lot of home runs. I think they were tied for the most home runs with the Texas Rangers in the American League going into the playoffs, and the Astros struck them out a lot. 52 strikeouts over four games. And Hector Neris, Brian Abreu, who you heard right there, and Ryan Presley teamed up to strike out seven of the 11 Twins they saw. It was a little bit less stressful with Neris, although he did get a gimme from that umpire. That was such a bad call. Abreu was the best of the three. And Ryan Presley, my God, that was an experience. I'm not going to call it Montero-esque because that would have ended poorly. But, hey, man, they got through it, and they're on to the ALCS, and we got a couple of days to take a breath of fresh air, sit back and watch the other teams in the playoffs, which has been a disaster for every team that won its division.
I just want to say, if you're a Los Angeles Dodgers fan, how do you show your face? How do you walk around wearing those caps, wearing the jersey? I would be ashamed of myself if the Houston Astros had the postseason record that the Los Angeles Dodgers had.
Sean, I'm going to give you some Dodgers fun facts. We were going to do this in garbage time, but since you brought it up, I'm going to give them to you. The Dodgers are the second team in baseball history to win 100 games during the regular season and never have a lead in the postseason. The last team to do it was like 1963. I think it was the Yankees. Here's some more. It's the third straight year the Dodgers were eliminated in the postseason by a team they finished more than 15 games better than in the regular season. The last 2 years, they were beaten by a team in the NLDS by a division rival they previously dominated. Here's more. The Dodgers won 100-plus games in 2019, 2021, 2022, and 2023. They were eliminated in their first playoff series in three of those years.
I just love the fact that your defense for this, if you're a Dodgers fan, it's like, well, the playoffs, they're a crapshoot. You know, who knows?
Yeah, like there might be a pandemic that helps you out to win your one World Series.
Not even that. It's like, yeah, it's a crapshoot or whatever. Somehow the Astros navigated for seven straight years without fail. The most crapshooty of them all, the division series, which is only a five-game series. And it's honestly nuts. And it is, man, it's so good. It's like the second best feeling than actually winning the World Series is the day that the Dodgers season goes up in flames. Because it always goes up in flames so spectacularly.
It does. Here's the thing, Sean. Like, sort of like the Yankees, I've forgotten about the Dodgers.
Oh, no, it's so much fun. I mean, especially Kershaw.
Look.
That's the funniest part is Kershaw.
Don't get me wrong. I enjoy seeing them lose. But at a certain point, when you continue to win and these other, I guess, old rivals just eat it, you kind of just forget about them, whether it's the Yankees or the Dodgers. And the thing with the Dodgers, you have had opportunity after opportunity for a rematch in the World Series against the Astros.
That's why. Because every year at the beginning of the playoffs, you go like, you know, there's a good possibility that's going to be Astros-Dodgers again. And it never is.
I'll admit, Sean, I'm disappointed. You know, and I said we want Texas, and we'll push that to the next segment. But I also wanted L.A. because I just want to shut them up for good. I don't really want those people in my city, you know, but because there probably would be a shanking or two, obviously by them. Good thing it's a stand your ground state. But
just like a Dodger fan, bring a knife to a gunfight. But it's disappointing, you know? They should at the very least be here. And it seems like it's about to happen with the Atlanta Braves, too. I want to rematch against the Braves, kind of. But honestly, with how good they've been this regular season, I'm more cool with the Braves having their issues in Philadelphia right now. So Philly or the Diamondbacks? Somebody asked me who you'd want between the two. Probably the Diamondbacks. I have a hard time taking them seriously. But those three games were pretty damn tough that they played at the end of the regular season. Check that. The two games mattered before the Diamondbacks showed up hungover for the last game of the year.
I do think it would be... I think the Diamondbacks, also because I just like collecting them all as like facing, because every year the Astros face a different team. So it would just be fun to play a different team. I don't know.
King of all Twitches, good point. How about beating the Rangers first? Look, I think that series is going to be a little bit more difficult, even though on Fox 26 this morning I said that the Astros are going to win in four, and even though on their spaces last night I said that the Astros are going to win in one. I think predictions are dumb as it is. I don't know. I truly don't know what's going to happen. I do think this will be, though, a little bit tougher than the last time around, because obviously they killed them 39-10 in those three games. I think when I look at that series, just as sort of a warning, my beloved 14-2 New England Patriots absolutely murdered the New York Jets in Monday Night Football, I want to say in December of 2011. And I thought to myself, when the Patriots and Jets had a rematch in the second round of the playoffs, that they were going to shove them because of what happened in that earlier game. New England was on a roll, and the Jets beat their ass. And that was when Bart Scott did the can't wait thing afterwards. Don't put too much into that series in early September. Texas is playing a lot better since then. I killed them in that series. My bad, guys. We'll see how it goes, but I do think this one is going to be tough. I truly do. But I'm allowed to also say that, yeah, I would want to play the Dodgers or the Braves in the World Series. It's fair to expect the Astros to get there, I think, just given that the Rangers, this is their first time here, and the Astros have so much experience on that front. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776 to call in and to text in. I want Texas. Do you? You should want Texas. We'll discuss them and this upcoming series and what to expect from a vibes perspective next. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, doing just enough not to get fired.
Looks like you've been missing a lot of work lately.
I wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob.
Back to the Paul Gallant Show, coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Yeah, well, Urquidy was, I mean, he was awesome. And, you know, Maldi directed him through the game. He had his changeup working, located his fastball well, threw a couple, a few good breaking balls. And the only really mistake that he made was to Lewis. You know, he hung a slider to Lewis, who was a dangerous hitter. He's going to be a great ball player.
Give me that music, Sean. Give me that music. I like the build up in this. Welcome to the land where it just don't stop. Trunks pop, tops, drops in the front end hop. Paint flop screens on. There's nothing quite like leaving anywhere after an Astros victory and hearing this song. And I don't know what it was about the area around, why did I say around? My name is Elmer Fudd. I don't know what it is about the area around Wakefield Crowbar where we hung out last night. Great vibes for the game. Seriously, I had a great time. Loud. Everyone was engaged. Everyone was watching the game. But the bars that were around Wakefield Crowbar as well, including a wine bar, someone was just blaring this song as I was walking out to my car, and I felt really, really good. I'm pretty pumped up today, guys. I kind of wish that I had done, and obviously we have to wait for the big thing to do this, but there is a part of me that wishes that I had done a little stroll down downtown Houston with a stogie and perhaps some purchased can of beverage. I guess I would have to get like an O'Doul's right now, seeing as I'm in my sober October. Should I have brought in an O'Doul's for today? Like Pop a Top Paul. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow as a bit. I've never had O'Doul's before.
Neither have I. Neither have I.
Yeah.
In case you're wondering for a testimonial to O'Doul's, I haven't had it yet.
Yeah. Is that the only one? There's probably some other ones.
I think some beers make like non-alcoholic versions of the beer. I think. I could be wrong.
Probably. I know that Heineken has one, right?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, Heineken.
They're doing a commercial like, ha-ha, we're driving.
Yeah, yeah. Where the cop was like he wouldn't still arrest you.
It's still an open container. Yeah, what are you doing?
And I think maybe like one of, like Coors Light maybe has one. I don't know. I could be wrong. I have a childhood memory of my uncle not knowing that he was drinking non-alcoholic beer.
Did he think he was tanked?
So upset. No, he didn't. He didn't. But that's how he found out, because he wasn't tanked. And he got very upset.
Did he have like sex with them? And he's like, oh, I'm not feeling anything. Oh.
He had a few. Yeah.
It happens. It happens. Hey, guys. I know you've been enjoying whenever I go Twins over the course of this brief Astros and Twins series.
Really going to miss. Well, we might not miss it after today, but I am kind of going to miss
it. I'm going to miss it.
And Twins.
I'm glad that, speaking of Coors Light, it brought us back to an old-ass commercial. And you know what? I thought to myself, seeing as we are a show that is a patron to the arts, you know, we love music here, even though I don't know anything about it. We love music. And I thought, it's time for me to share a song with you guys, okay? Hit it, Sean. I love Jose Urquidy's stuff, Pena's pelvic thrusts, Abreu hating buttons, and Twins! I love Dusty Baker lineups, Verlander changeups, hearing we want Houston, and those Twins! And I love you too!
No!
Here's to the Astros!
No, too!
There we go. How about that? 713-780-3776 to call in. Oh, wait, we can't call in. I keep on throwing out the phone number. Apologies to everybody, because this is the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. We can't call in. I'm really bummed out about this. One of our Twitchers, twitch.tv/ESPN975, LaRaza, was out there at Wakefield Crowbar with me last night, and he was giving me so much crap because I wasn't drinking with everybody. Honestly, I'm glad that this sober October is not because I'm an alcoholic. And shout out to all the people who fight with that. Because he was putting so much peer pressure on me. Hey, want to do some shots? Hey, want to do some shots? It was hard. It was hard to continue to say no. I feel like he helped me build my resolve, though, along the way.
This really is going to be hard playoffs for
me. I know, man. I know.
No matter how it goes, it'll be hard, I bet.
Man, am I going to be able to? I'm curious as to at Minute Maid Park how many Rangers fans are going to show up.
Well, you heard what Ryan Pressly had to say about his expectations for
Dallas native Ryan Pressly. It's
going to
be rowdy. I think the crowd is going to be 50-50 when we're up there in Arlington. Actually, I don't necessarily disagree. I'm excited to go up there back home and play some baseball up there. I am curious about here. I think that this is going to actually wake the Minute Maid crowd up. This is the first series between these two teams that has truly mattered. Obviously, they had a couple in 2015 and 2016 with the changing of the guard, the passing of the baton in the AL West. The Rangers won the division both of those years. But they've never played a playoff series against one another. They've never played in a series, therefore, that has mattered. Shoot. I know that the Texas teams in basketball have played one another a couple of times in the postseason. Spurs, Mavericks, Spurs, Rockets, Rockets, Mavericks, etc.
I think really only in the first round with those two. I think all of them were in the first round.
Yeah, you're right.
I know the 90s Spurs one. No, that might have been the second round. But still, the second round of basketball playoffs still. Not exactly the second round.
No.
Because
there's not the ALCS.
Yeah, there's one more round. So it's a little bit different. But, you know, the two Mavs-Rockets series, 05 and 15, were both first-round matchups.
I think there's going to be some fights. I think there's going to be some fights at some point. If there's enough Rangers fans, I think there will be some at Minute Maid Park. I'm not endorsing them. Don't fight. Don't fight at a game. Don't do that.
Be the bigger man.
Yeah.
We need you in. We need you to be loud, wear orange.
Yeah. If you're around it, definitely record it. But
yeah,
don't step in.
Wait to step in.
Well no, you got to think about your TikTok views and your Instagram views.
No, I'm saying wait till it plays out and then.
No. Then, don't step in. Just record
it. Oh, okay.
It was 2023. You know, we don't. It's all about creating your own content.
Because a lot of people don't realize that they're the main character in life.
I'm the main character. You're the main character.
We're all just orbiting around you,
right,
and what you have going on. So yeah.
Yeah. Just sit back, enjoy the fight, take a video of it. Maybe add some commentary. World star, you know.
Oh, definitely scream world star because I want news organizations to have to use a video of someone screaming world star in 2023.
That would be so funny. All right, guys, it's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You can't call in, which sucks, but you can text in at 713-780-3776. You can join us on Twitch, too, twitch.tv/ESPN975. The Astros are on to their seventh straight ALCS. Why have they been able to do it? A couple of Astros weighed in on that. You'll hear what they had to say next. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5 on Twitch. We control the spice.
He who controls the spice controls the universe.